Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Bournemouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. That entrance, that music can only mean one thing. It is the Bournemouth Fan Show. It's not the Kanye West Fan Show, but it is the Cherries Takeover, and it's happening right here on Love Sport Radio, which means you can get involved tonight. Not only join the show, but have your say on the team. Ask a question to me and my main man. It is my co-host. It is Alex Deutsch. Alex, well, it is always a pleasure to not only spend this half an hour with you, but to spend my Mondays in your company. And we can be joined now by the fans. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, Alex, we have to start at the very top. It was Chelsea on the weekend, and I'm sure you and the Bournemouth fans were thinking, hang on, we are in for a similar storyline just like last year. We're going to beat Chelsea at home, and what a vital 3 points that will be.
Yeah, it didn't quite turn out that way, did it? But but yeah, it's a really, really, really valuable point. And we're getting to the stage of the season where we're I think a lot of people predict how many points they're going to see to the end of the season. So, and I don't think Chelsea was a game that anyone would have given points to Bournemouth for. So it's a good point. A bit disappointing we chucked it away right at the end. But yeah, you can't say it's anything other than a really good point and the point that we weren't really expecting.
Yeah, it's really difficult on that perspective, Alex, because when you're leading a game 2-1 and you're at home and you're fighting for points and then that team equalises, you go, oh, you know, it's just a big blow. It feels like 2 points dropped. But that opposing team is Chelsea. And maybe before the game, if I would have said, look, we'll offer you a point, would you and the Bournemouth fans have taken that point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you would have offered us a point when we were 1-0 down, yeah. I would have doubly taken it. So yeah, I think the Chelsea fans will come away pretty disappointed. I think looking at the stats, they had over 70% possession. They had about 20 odd shots, and you know, for the most part, I felt like we dealt with that pretty well. What was really nice to see was just that attacking fluidity back. Our second goal was really, really lovely. Started with a nutmeg, Lewis Cook nutmeg, and just some really clever driving runs from Jack Stacey, and it reminded us of, you know, what we've come to expect from Bournemouth and the style and how Bournemouth have sort of gained so much recognition in this league. So that's the sort of football we play, and that's the sort of football we're recognised for. And I've said if we can play like that, if we can find ways of stringing attacks together like that, I see there's no reason why we're going to go down. There's no chance in my opinion.
Yeah, Alex, well, we spoke about that last week and you was on, you know, Football Focus talking about to other fans and teams that are they going to stay up? And we were saying, where's the light at the end of the tunnel for Cherries fans at the minute? And a little bit like Aston Villa, on that League Cup final defeat yesterday, they're saying, look, there's some positives here. There are a building block for us to build on in this last third of the season. Is it the same for Bournemouth fans? You know, with that draw against Chelsea, yes, it was a point, but we're showing signs of the old Bournemouth, creating chances, you know, moving the ball more fluid. And if we can do this every single game, we know that's the million-dollar question, we will be okay.
I mean, we've never been a particularly good side defensively. It's not something we've ever been known for. Mm. And I think one of the problems we've had this season is that not only have we not been defending particularly well, we've also not had that attacking edge that we've been so known for and that's got us to this position. And the last few games, you know, even the Burnley game where I know we scored zero, but we didn't. We scored two and they came off of a VAR, but don't get me started on that again, Charlie. but I think if we can continue to do it and play football in that the same manner, I think the signs are really, really positive. And yeah, I think there's a lot to look forward to. It's a bit annoying that the next game is Liverpool and that they're going to have a bit of a point to prove.
No, Alex, it's the right time to be facing them. They're crumbling, mate. It's it. This is it. They're folding.
Yeah, it's whether you're glass half full or glass half empty. I think I've had a very much a glass half empty season. But no, it'd be great to go up there and get anything from there. Like I said, the signs are looking really good. And I think some of the teams that we're coming up against in the not so distant future, we could cause some problems too.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about that Liverpool game in the second half. But what did you make of the weekend's results as well, Alex? Because it was a point, but the results elsewhere, Bournemouth now in the relegation zone, what with Watford beating Liverpool. What did you make elsewhere? Because now we're at that stage in the season, Alex, where we have to look around the teams in and around us and what they're doing as well.
I think it just shows how important that point was. You can look at it as a... not getting 3 points and 2 points dropped, or you can look at it as that the results around us they weren't ideal. So that how important is that point? We're in the relegation zone for goal difference, and I can see us getting out of that. To me, it doesn't really change much. I mean, that Watford win was excellent for them. Again, for me, it doesn't change much. All we can do is win the games that we have. And from what I'm aware, they really analysed the running of other teams, but a lot of them are playing each other, and they're going to have to take points from each other. I'm feeling more and more optimistic after seeing that performance, particularly just how we were going forward.
Yeah, and also on the Chelsea game, weirdly, Alex, it's the first draw in 10 meetings between the two sides. So maybe the writing was on the wall that maybe, you know, Bournemouth or Chelsea were going to get the win. Why is it that Bournemouth have had a little bit of luck when facing Chelsea?
I don't know. I think it's a strange one. Chelsea are great. They have a really good squad, really young, exciting players, and I think Frank Lampard's doing a really good job. But you can't even say that Eddie's really got the making of the opposition manager, because it's a different manager, you know, almost every time we play them. So every season, it's we just seem to enjoy playing Chelsea, and it's nice. It's nice to be able to play a top six side and actually go in with a reasonable amount of optimism, thinking, you know, we could get that. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the psychology and mentality within the players that, you know, because we have had the better of them so many times, that actually they do approach the game with nothing to fear, and they do approach the game as feeling like these players are equal, and that they're, you know, that they can give them a real match, which has been, you know, it's not quite the case in other games. Playing teams like Man City, I feel like we give them a little bit too much respect, and we give them... we sort of don't act like we deserve to be on the same pitch as them sometimes. And actually we do, you know, we've earned our place in the Premier League now.
Yeah, absolutely. Bournemouth having to remember how far they've come. Alex, me and you have done a whole host of shows now. You know, we've spoke about the highs and the lows, the patch, the sticky road that obviously Bournemouth are coming through. And one of the things that you spoke really passionately about before was that fans, media, whoever, questioning Bournemouth's recruitment. You always hear, oh, Bournemouth haven't spent the money great. And you've defended that a little bit, and rightly so, with a couple of the signings coming to the fore. One of them on the weekend as well. I know you want to speak about that quite strongly, but Lerma, 25 million, again highlighting what he can do on the weekend. How good of a signing was this, and how vital is he to the Bournemouth team?
He's an incredible signing. He's been a player that we've not had for many, many years. I mean, we've had him in some respects from Harry Arter, but Harry Arter was not only a bit He was a strong tackler and a strong midfielder. But he was also more creative. We haven't had a player that just bullies players like Jefferson Lerma. There was one point that he just miscontrolled the ball in the middle of the park, and the acceleration and the power he had to run and retrieve the ball from another player he's such a nice player to watch. And I genuinely believe that if he would fit into any squad in the Premier League and make any squad better. For 25 mil, I don't know what he's worth now. And at the time, you know, the transfer went on and on and on and on, and it started off about 17 mil, and then 18 mil, and then it was going up. And a few fans, including myself, were saying, "Well, you know, this is getting a bit high now, and this is getting a bit, are we making a good decision here?" Well, I think he might be one of the best signings that we've made in many, many years, because he is really, really a brilliant footballer, just so strong and I mean, I don't know if you saw how much height he got on his header to leap up against those defenders, but he's just such an athletic midfielder, and one that we've really, really been crying out for many years, and hopefully we can keep him for a few more years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Really coming to the fore now. Good on them. Putting those sort of recruitment whispers to bed, really. Everyone always quick to throw shade at Bournemouth and the Cherries, the way they have spent their money. And another thing we've spoken about, Alex, and, you know, they haven't had the rub of the green. They haven't had the best of luck with injuries. We've spoke about Brooks. But even Ake coming back this weekend, just the difference it made to the team. And you know, this has been a team, Alex, you know, and we don't want to harp on, but it has been blighted with injuries, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think I've said before that, you know, Eddie's football always has been about partnerships and creating those partnerships in order to sort of create a bit more of a fluid team. And he hasn't been able to do that because of how many players have been in or out, and some have been long term, and some have been short term but regular. So it has been a real stop start season in that respect. And having players like Ake coming back as quickly as he did, and you know, when he doesn't play, we really, really miss him. And you know, the excitement about David Brooks coming back. We've got Dan Juma, who I thought looked like he could be a real real threat before he got his injury in December. So we've got all these players sort of on the sidelines chomping at the bit at a really, really important time for us. So that's another reason to be optimistic, and another reason for me to think, you know, we really got a chance. Really got a chance to stay up.
Yeah, really got a chance to start. Well, it is Liverpool next. We're going to be looking at that game and looking at maybe who Alex thinks should be in the Bournemouth Premier League Hall of Fame. And is it time for a rebuild and a new generation? Time to bleed them in for the Cherries.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Bournemouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, and my co-host, Alex Deutsch, talking everything where the Cherries are concerned right now. Their place in the Premier League hanging by a wire, back in the relegation zone, obviously due to Watford's win. But Alex believes, as I believe, they have enough to stay up. It is going to go, though, to the wire. Where will they next get points? You can have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208-7020-558. Put a question to Alex. What are you making? Are you agreeing? Are you disagreeing? This is the platform and the station to have your say. Alex, I really wanted to talk about, because we are talking about maybe a new dawn under Eddie Howe for Bournemouth, if they do stay up or whether they go down, because, you know, maybe an influx of new players, youngsters is needed. And we always hear about this reboot, players that are maybe aging. And you were tweeting about this as well, you know, Charlie Daniels and a few others. Are you against this, you know, what people are saying, that they need to get rid of those players that have maybe lost a step or so?
No, I'm not against that. I don't think it's I think as players get older, you do have to replace them, and you do have to, as you end up becoming stagnant and not progressing. But my argument is you can't do that as a sort of wholesale massive cuts to the squad, because it completely disrupts the club's and the squad's dynamics, You know, these players are senior players, and they've been in the club for a very, very long time. They're arguably the reason where we are where we are. And they understand, you know, they've been playing under Eddie for a very long time. They understand how he works. They're players that the younger players look up to, and they're really important figures in the dressing room. If you were to say, you know, Simon Francis, Andrew Sermon, Charlie Daniels, for example, you know, you're not having your contract renewed, it would be so counterproductive. I totally don't believe that they should be playing football for us week in, week out, but being a member of a squad doesn't necessarily mean that you're playing 90 minutes of a week. It just means that you are around to become that figurehead to help the sort of transition. And I think actually the transition is one of the reasons we are where we are at the moment. I think that we've been weaning out some of the older players, and we have been replacing them with younger, fresher, and arguably really exciting players and really bright players and players to look forward to. But whether or not they quite get it yet and get what it is to be Bournemouth, they haven't been on the same journey as players like Simon Francis or players like Charlie Daniels. And that's my argument. I would think it'd be really, really dangerous to just make wholesale changes and really disruptive. And I think we could end up paying the price for it.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest, Alex, I couldn't agree more. It probably sounded like I worded the question wrong. But you have to find a balance, don't you, where you obviously you need to bring in a new youngsters. But these are players that have gone through the leagues with Bournemouth, gone through those promotions, know the town, know the culture, know the club. And not only that, epitomise Bournemouth and for everything it stands for. And there's a lot to be said that, yeah, getting the new hot talent on the block's fantastic and the youngsters. But these players, for veteran leadership, and even with Charlie Daniels' injury, and I know you referred to it there, but just, you know, the club standing by him, giving him a contract so he does his rehab, he does his recovery by the club. There's a lot for having these players stay around, isn't there? And you know, especially when these new players don't have the experiences, and yet these players, these veterans, these leaders have been in these battles before and know what it takes to get through them.
Totally. It comes down to the word identity. You know, the club's been building up this word identity, and that's about sort of looking out for each other. It's about sticking by each other. You know, and Charlie Daniels has been an unbelievable servant for AFC Bournemouth. He had two promotions. He's had 250-odd appearances and a championship trophy. We would not be where we are in the Premier League earning 110 million a year without players like Charlie Daniels. And so for me, it feels fitting for a player who has had a very, very serious knee injury to have the gesture of a contract extension. He's not on massive wages, and it's not as if it's a charity. It's a player who still has a lot of use, a player who can guide his replacements into the squad, and ultimately he's a player who understands what the job Eddie Howe is trying to do and the message he's trying to get across. And you can't buy that. You can offer a player, and people might think it's a waste of money to offer a player at the latter ends of his career, you know, an extra year on his contract. But how much would it cost to get a player in with that knowledge? It's priceless. You can't do it. And not someone who gets the club like Charlie Daniels does. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he should be playing week in, week out. I'm not saying that Simon Francis or Andrew Sermon should be playing week in, week out. But I do think that there is a huge benefit to keeping them around the club, particularly as we're coming out of let's be honest, a pretty problematic year.
But valuable experience. And it's not just that valuable experience. It's the stories, really, Alex, that go under the radar, go on the missing. You know, when you hear it from players, and it won't make big noise, you know, we won't be talking about it, but the youngsters will go, oh, I've learnt so much from Charlie, I've learnt so much from Simon, you know, just in little things, you know, about the club and the way we train and the way we sit up, what's expected of us, how we should apply ourselves. And that goes under the radar, and no more a truer point than you've made tonight. Let's quickly turn our attentions to the Liverpool game. It's another key clash on the weekend. But before we do that, Alex, I wanted to have a little bit of fun with you. This week, the Premier League announcing they will do a Hall of Fame. They're about to induct their first nominees for that. For you, for the years that Bournemouth have been in there, who should represent Bournemouth in the Premier League Hall of Fame? And outside of Bournemouth, who do you think should be in the Premier League Hall of Fame when they announce the first people?
Oh, if it didn't have to be Premier League, it's a bit harsh because he never actually played a single game in the Premier League. But Brett Pittman would be my nominee in terms of just one of the best, most impactful players he ever had. But he only played up until the Championship.
And he's back training with the under-23s, isn't he, Alex?
Yeah, he did. He came so back. Weird. I think he's gone back to Portsmouth now. But yeah, he came back because you know, he's loved by the club. And yeah, he would be my first nominee. If the players who played in the Premier League, I can't look past him, but he's been up in the journey with us, and he's been great for us in the Premier League. I think he gets a bit of a raw end of a deal, to be honest, a lot of the time. So yeah, it'd be Steve Cook for me as our sort of Premier League player. And did you say a player from another?
Yeah, a non-Bournemouth player that you think deserves to be in there?
Oh, I think Aguero's been a player that every time I've seen him play, I've just thought he's just a wonderful footballer. And, you know, he has been very, very important to City, hasn't he? So I might be an easy and lazy option, but Aguero.
Well, you say the lazy option, but genuinely, Alex, everyone I've asked or spoke to, everyone's come back with a different answer. It's crazy. It just shows you how strong, really, that Hall of Fame can be. But let's keep it on Bournemouth. Let's keep it on Liverpool on the weekend. Another crunch clash for the Cherries. And we've actually had a tweet in, this time from Patrick Devitt. Always good, Patrick, for a question into the show. He's saying, Alex, does our goal difference combined with our current spot in the relegation zone change how you would set up the team against Liverpool? Do we need to be cautious given that goal difference actually could be the difference in staying up or whether we're relegated?
That's a good question. I think I wouldn't change how we're going to approach the game. If we approach a game at any point saying we're going to sit back and try and soak up the pressure and defend and keep the goals to a minimum, it doesn't work out very well for us. You know, it's arguably one of the reasons why we didn't go on and win on Saturday. And I don't actually believe it's a tactic by Eddie to get the players to sit back. I think it happens in their head, and I think they start getting a bit nervous. And I think they start sitting back, and when that happens, 9 times out of 10, we go on and Bournemouth it. So I certainly wouldn't. Yes, I'm saying Bournemouth it every week.
It wouldn't be a show if you didn't get it in. So well done, mate. I was starting to worry.
Well, I think we have to attack the game like we would if we were top half of the table. Liverpool have shown that they've got vulnerabilities, and you know, like you said, it might be a good time to play them. It might be a time where they're starting to doubt, second guess themselves, and start doubting themselves. And I certainly think that the way we've been playing football the last few weeks, and sort of our mindset and just the way we've been approaching games is arguably the reason why there's so much optimism now. And I think it might be a bit damaging to go to a game and say, you know, yeah, you should be on the same pitch as these guys, but actually they are really, really good, so sit back. No, I don't think so. I think let's not give them respect, and let's at least take the game to them.
Yeah, we'll take the game to them. Alex, very, very quickly, score prediction for you on the weekend.
2-0.
Oh, Alex, that's not how I wanted to end the show, not how I wanted to end the night, but you're being honest. Alex, always good to speak to you. It's how I enjoy spending my Mondays. Alex Deutsch there, Bournemouth fan, my co-host for the Bournemouth Fan Show. Well, you can join us and have your say and tweet us a question, just like Patrick Devitt did there, because you are the show. It's the Bournemouth Fan Show, as it is every Monday, 10:30 to 11, right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.